I would really appreciate perhaps you go into this in a bit more detail and have them use you, and anyone else in this group, by the way, who is interested in any of these stakeholder journey issues, very tricky one, please do. Our door is very open and we would love help on working with you about how to, much appreciated, and thank you for raising it.
Thank you. Sebastian, do you want to get back in or not? Yeah.
Merci Alain. Je parle en français.
Thank you, Alain. I'm going to speak in English. Thank you for all the works of your team, the engagement team. And I'd like, what I would like to say, Rafi already said it with other words, but he said it. I think it's good to have new people coming, but they need to be received. They need to be accompanied. They need to be sustained, supported, received in good conditions. Because if not the case, they are going to leave and go somewhere else. So I'm sorry, Sally. I have to tell you that even in my case, I'm not an expert, but even in my case, I had some problem to understand what you were saying at some moment in your speech, because each one of us is in its own world. I'm going to give you an example. The NORAS team. NORAS team has a new acronym. Who is going to understand this new acronym? You spoke about NORAS team only with this acronym. I don't know what NORA is doing. Well, I know what she's doing, but some people here don't know what she's doing. So we are always in the same difficulty, what you know, what you don't know. So I will take a principle, a very simple principle, at least during the general meeting, that is to say the general meeting, the yearly general meeting, during which all the new members of the new ALS arrive, are here, we have to consider that those people have less knowledge. So we have to begin from the beginning. We have to say everything. We have to explain them. We have to help them. And we have to receive them, not to say you are working in a wrong way, you are not intervening in the good way. We need their help, we need to help them, we need to receive them, because we need their work. So we have to accept them as they are. And I think that the issue of inviting new people and chasing the old people away is a question that we can ask us. When I left the board a year ago, it was a question I asked myself. I left for a year. I'm coming back, maybe too soon. And some people are not very happy to see me here. But I was not announced here. I was not received here. I didn't have a minute to intervene. I feel like the new ones. And there are some here around this table who were not received very well. I think it is our responsibility, the staff and those who are in charge of this organization must help everybody, the new ones. I think we must receive them in good conditions. It is very important for ICANN to do it. And when we speak about responsibility and accountability for the board, we have to do it at our own level. Very important for the board to do it, but we have also to do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally. Chance to answer. Renalia is coming at 10:30 sharp. Patty is coming now to say hello, but that's all. It is now 10:23, and Renalia is already here.
Thank you, Sebastian. Yes. I can agree with you, and it's interesting for you to personally feeling the experience of a newcomer and being perhaps objective about that in a way that one might not so long. How we welcome people is just as important as that, what happens to them once they're here and progress their journey. And we certainly staff, we all have a responsibility, and I agree with you, to remember that it is very, very hard when you first join ICANN, and I speak to it not that long ago, to even understand a whole sentence in an ICANN meeting. And by the way, NORA's department is DPRD, which is the Department for Public and Development, I think. But I know that's on the record, and I have to go check with Nora. You made great points. We do have an extensive newcomer program. We can always do more. Is that Fadi?
Yes.
Okay. He's waving. Everyone's waving.
At this point, we still had Alberto and Judith in the queue. I'll leave it to you. Do you really want to intervene and get answers? It's your call. We do have a number of speakers left.
I was just going to make a suggestion because I don't want to deny this discussion. It's so helpful for me and my team. Heidi was just suggesting to me two possible solutions to the time. One is that you have regular calls of your ALAC engagement and court outreach team. If you would like it, I would be very happy myself and some of my team available once or regularly to join that call. It may give us more time to get into more detail about what we need to do. So please do, if you'd like to, let Heidi know. And she. And I'm also, as they say in the comedy circuit, I'm here all week. So as are my team. And we're really, this is a very intimate venue. Please email me. Please come and find us. We'll sit. We'll have a coffee. We'll talk about what you need. Please don't feel we can't keep on this discussion.
Thank you for the lead-in. We do have an out... Quite suitable. We do have an outreach and engagement meeting on Tuesday at 7 p.m. You and your team are welcome to join that group. 1 hour meeting in this room. Alberto, you are the last word.
Gracias.
I will speak in Spanish. This is Alberto. Just very briefly, and I don't really require an answer right now. We have a plan for ALSs in countries where there's no coverage by Lacralo. I want to thank ICANN that we have been able to include IT, which was the first priority, because it is to include Haiti, I'm sorry, because it is the country with the least penetration of internet, and we had to start working there in Haiti. But we're not really very happy because we believe that the fellowship program should try to continue with that policy because they are now feeling discriminated, or not really discriminated, but they are being felt out of place because we have already included ISOC for the Dominican Republic in the same trip, onboarded them in the same trip. And the Dominican Republic has had tentatives filled twice, and Haiti has never been represented. And I think Haiti is the one that needs the most. Thank you.
Follow up on that with you and with Nora to make sure that we try and resolve.
Thank you very much, all. We now have David Olive, who has been put into the agenda for a moment. So welcome, David.
Thank you. I think I was part of the agenda, Alan. Thank you. But the issue was I had to do a policy briefing for the board of directors that ran over, and so I'm sorry I wasn't able to be with you. But Sally and I, as she pointed out, work closely together to make sure that there is collaboration and cooperation among our staffs and directly with you for your activities. And so to that extent, I want to thank you and help me to say any more because Fadi is here and so is Rinalia. So thank you for being here.
Thank you, David. And yes, you were on the previous agenda. I just hadn't noticed you. Sorry. We now have Fadi Shahadi, someone none of us are familiar with, ICANN CEO and president, for those of you who might be unfamiliar with him. And at this stage, I've lost complete track of how long he's going to be here or for what. But Fadi, I'll turn it over to you.
Good morning. I will be able to stay with you for a full half hour.
And how does Rinalia feel about that? Rinalia says she can give you 10 minutes.
Okay, let's do that. So, and me from different places saying that the GNSO is also waiting for me. So, but I'm especially happy to be here because I'm going to give you a little secret. Do here. Because you keep very well, Alan.
Will all the reporters in the room please leave? Go ahead.
Once a year, we instituted an award called the ICANN Leadership Award. Two awards, as you remember. We have the Ethos Award. The Ethos Award is an awardee that honored for their the Leadership Award, which will be awarded tomorrow morning in the main ceremony, is an award. The selectee for that award comes from ICANN's staff, from the management team of ICANN. Really looking at everyone in our community who deserve leadership award. So I'm going to give you half the answer, which is also the awardee this year is in this room. Okay. And so good news is the awardee is an ALAC awardee. The rest of the answer you'll get tomorrow morning on stage. Okay? Sorry about that. But at least I gave you half the news. Okay? Delighted to be with you. Delighted. I mean, for God's sake, 4 years ago when I started at ICANN, Alan, the discussion was still at the time, you know, ALAC's role in the ICANN community. You know, again, as a newbie, I was new to your community, so I was trying to understand what each community, part of the community, does. Today, watch the work you're all doing, your leadership is doing, many of you are doing. It is. The ALAC has become a picture of how the consensus multi-stakeholder balance, they're deep, they're broad in every part of what we work. You know, there are many voices within ICANN. There's the voice of government, the voice of... There's also the voice of kind of common wisdom, the voice that brings things back to the bed. And your voice is, in my opinion, that voice now, how I view it. And that's, I think, how many people are viewing ALAC, you know, coming. Really incredible. And I mean that. It's very much relations on this. This meeting is about getting the transition back yesterday in the sense that the timeline is now clear. We are moving in the right direction. And I don't need to give you any more updates on you, who, you know, is very much in the plaza of this whole thing. He is, if there is a plaza where all of this is happening, he's in the center of that plaza, on the fountain. And last time I saw a beautiful dinner around a beautiful plaza in the heart. Really, to him go the questions on how we're doing, because this is a moving target. Or my kind of perception of where things are last Wednesday, it's already, as Leon noted yesterday, it's already behind the times. It's just things. But let's respect that. Let's work with him and with his... Thank you for fielding him to this process. I look at the three chairs, he's been very much, again, the calm rock in that process. You know, really. So, kudos to him. Really. And I've seen some difficult moments, even with him. But but he keeps his calm. He keeps his heart. Guided me a couple of times to back off. Alan Greenberg has been a very vocal member of that group. So if you don't get answers from Leon, I'm sure you can hear from Alan. So again, I'm not going to cover this. Let me just step away from the transition a little bit. Tell you that I'm very keen before I leave ICANN in Marrakesh next year. I'm very keen to make sure that our five-year view of the needs of your built-in. First time I can build five-year, not just the yearly budget and operation. So I have committed to your leadership, and I will commit to do that with my team, that before I leave, we bake into that five-year operating carry components that will assure this community for the next 5 years, that into that plan are your needs for regional meetings, that we don't every year have to go in unnecessary back and forth, right? We should just build it into the plan. I will work with you, Alan, with Heidi. We are actually right now reviewing the five-year operating plan. Please make sure we don't pass that five-year operating until we have finished that dialogue.
Thank you. This session is being recorded, transcribed. That particular extract will be printed in gold leaf and presented to you to sign. Thank you.
T-shirts as well. Any T-shirt. So, I, you know that all of you, many of you around this table know I have you for Alan for what ALAC is doing. And the least we can do is just to give you the assurance. Fundamental things you need to carry on. You need not be negotiated every year. Why you have five-year operating plans? Imagine if we told Aram, we're not sure if we'll have time to review your salaries every year. Kind of see if we have budget for it. This is not dissimilar.
And next year we may lower it.
Yeah, next year we may lower it, which is even worse. Right. So I think we'll fix it. Do you have any questions for me? Do you have any clarifications before we enter this important historic meeting?
Olivier Crépin-Leblanc has a question.
Olivier.
Thanks very much, Alan. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. Fadi, thank you very much for this introductory remarks. You mentioned the five-year operating plan and budget, and we, of course, are very much geared towards that. If you recall, June last year, the ALAC met with all of its at-large structures at the at-large summit. And at the time, you emitted the thought this should be a regular occurrence. I think that you mentioned it was going to take every 3 years or so. We've worked on this. So far, we've worked on a five-year cycle. And a five-year cycle with general assemblies, so regional general assemblies taking place in between the 5 years. This year, we've asked for two general assemblies to take place. Only one was given. We're now going to shift to actually provide a five-year plan of general assemblies and of the summit. My question to you is, are you still standing behind your words that we should have it ASAP? And do we have your support for this five-year plan for GAs, so general assemblies, and the next summit?
That's my CFO calling.
That's our one-minute timer calling.
This is what I meant earlier, that yes, you have my support. Build this into the five-year plan, because cannot have you every year, fight for the necessary cadence that needs to be baked into planning. This is what we do. So we don't have every year to have all this acrimony about, well, how come you're giving me two? Because unless you come up with three regions instead of five, which I don't think is reasonable, we need to have the plan. And this way we remove some of the unnecessary waste of time. This is why we created the five-year. Perfect example of how we should use the five-year. Known, that is understood, bake it in, and then it becomes part of the institutional model. So give me the plan as soon as you can. Clarity on that. I will work with my team, and we end this.
Thank you very much. I will point out that someone yesterday suggested that we shouldn't have general assemblies, one general assembly per region every 4 years, in the four-year period between atlases, but we should have one general assembly per region every year. I think we're rejecting that for the amount of time and effort it will take, but it's an interesting target, but not this year's.
I'm waiting for the plan. I still need... obviously, board and Rinalia is here, so she'll help me. The commitment from me is to avoid the fact every year you seem to be needing to have a fight about what you need. So let's get the plan on the table. Let's bake it in, move on. So we can focus on what's important, really.
Thank you, and thank you for coming to see us.
Any other questions? Tijani has a question.
Tijani.
Thank you very much. Tijani speaking. Thank you again, Fadi. You did a lot in the internationalization of ICANN. So thank you very much, a lot of things. But now we have the four regions of ICANN have offices of ICANN, except Africa.
Yes.
Don't you think that it is time now to have an office in Africa?
Where is Sally when I need her? She left. Bidding aside... I think yes. I think it's a million people without a presence. My continent too. So not happy with that right now. Why don't I just say, Tijani, I'm looking into it very seriously and hoping that towards Marrakesh for my last meeting that we concrete things to make a point today.
Thanks
again.
Thank
for inviting
you very much.
Me. Sorry
and
about
thank
my brief
you again.
Time, but I'm happy I came and I saw you. And all the best to you at this meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
Rinalia,
the
floor is yours.
Thank you. Just want to make sure Fadi's out of the room before I say anything about him. You asked for a CEO update, a CEO search update, and we have until 11 o'clock, and I have a hard stop because the board will be discussing its leadership succession, and it's quite an important matter, and I have to be there. So you saw Fadi. You've known him for a while. That's the guy that we have to replace, and it is a really tough act to follow. And so let me just give you an update of what the CEO search committee has been doing. So Fadi announced his intention to depart earlier this year, and the search committee meeting, the search committee formed in Buenos Aires in June and commenced its work immediately. There are 8 members. Let me just remind you who they are. George Sadowski, who is chair, myself, Shireen Shalabi, Steve Crocker, Chris Despain, Marcus Kumar, Ram Mohan, and Ray Polzak. Now, Ray Polzak is leaving the board at the end of the AGM, so that will make the committee a committee of 7. In terms of the CEO criteria, this was finalized in July of this year, and we factored all the input that we received. In terms of outreach method, we had community outreach and referrals. We had targeted advertising on the internet, had advertisements in print and online in The Economist. And essentially, we highlighted the 3 categories of skills that we wanted to have in our CEO, essentially a traditional CEO management leadership type person. We wanted someone who understands diplomacy and has skills in that. And we wanted someone with community facilitation and organizing skills. That's a hard act to find a person with all 3. In terms of results, candidate pools, at the moment we have more than 100 candidates. And I'll give you a breakdown in terms of percentages. And this will be a little sad for some people. 93% are male. What a surprise. 7% female. 9% from Africa, which is not bad. 16% from Asia. 27% from Europe. 7% from Latin America and the Caribbean. And 41% from North America. And I have to say that the ones from North America are not strictly American-American. There is some diversity in that pool of those who are based in America and have American citizens. In terms of the stages that we are at right now, we've started the interview process, and we will continue until the end of the next month. There are 3 stages to the interview. There's telephone interview, face-to-face interview of strong and promising candidates, and the final interview, which will be performed by the entire board. And what we will do is we will continue to discuss, you know, the promising candidates and try to refine our understanding of them. And hopefully we will select a good one for IG. All I have in terms of an update for you and in terms of deadline, we hope to complete our selection work before the end of the year so that by the time Fadi officially leaves us by the end of the Marrakesh meeting, this person will be at the ICANN meeting in Marrakesh and will be seeing what is happening and will be able to take over. In terms of application deadline, the application period announced in The Economist has closed. Strong candidates are not discouraged from submitting an application. We would still consider someone if person is extraordinary and open to that. So, questions?
Bonda.
Thank you, Rinalia. I always think about this selection process. You are trying to choose a duck. Yes, because, you know, to find really a people that has a pretty huge background is very, even Fadi and others, they don't have all the 3. So my question is, which is the priority when you analyze the profiles? Which are, you know, you prefer this or that? What you were discussing about how you're going to select this in front of the other, you know, take the priorities. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanda. When we get a candidate, we'll not get 100% on each of the... Whose phone is that exactly?
Vanda's timer, which expired.
Ah, okay. Sorry, next question. As I said before, there are 3 categories. When we get a candidate, they're not all necessary 100% in each. But one thing that we are quite focused on is that we must get someone at CEO or leadership experience. That is something that quite a few of the members of the selection committee is focused on. And then the other things we are quite flexible on, we would like more of those as well. But I think what's fundamental is someone who can oversee operations, because we want to make sure that operations is taken care of for ICANN.
I'll give a perspective of someone who has nothing to do with the search committee but has done. One of the things you look for is someone who, when you interview them and read their resume, they just jump out at it. Then you assess how they meet the qualifications. We have Tijani and then Aziz and then Eduardo.
Alan, Tijani speaking. Rinalia, the outreach for this position is always the same, this issue of outreach. It is always done in North America and in Europe, etc. So I think that rising this announcement done in all regions in the world, as newspapers, you may find in the deep end of Africa a very good EU for ICANN. So if people are not aware about this announcement, people will not lie. So I think that there is always a problem of how...
I will just do a quick response. I agree with you, Tijani, and I asked Tom's team basically to give the committee an identification of publications, magazines, journals, etc., that would go out to these different regions, and we did consider them. In the end, we picked the one that had the most global coverage that most likely for a person in a CEO capacity to have on their list. But I note your concern.
Thank you, Aziz.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Renalia. You told us about seven. I think you do speak French. So you said that seven board members are going to decide. Is the selection committee? Do you have also some specialized headhunters working with you? That's my first question. Do you work with a practice or an office of a headhunter? And regarding what Tijani said, we talked about those magazines. They're American magazines, I would say, and publications. I think you could find on other continents some important publications to really help you out. Regarding languages, they need to know the communities, but I think languages is also very important to have linguistic capacities to speak at least three languages. That's very important because you know when you know language, you also know another culture. That's essential.
Thank you, Aziz. In terms of headhunter, we are working with, and I think some of us know them, Odgers and Bernson, who also serve the NOMCOM. They have a large database, and they also serve other ISTAR organizations. And your point about regional magazines, etc., for outreach, noted. And in terms of my observation, the candidates, not a single one of them is monolingual. They're all multilingual.
Eduardo. Thank you. Eduardo. Rinaldi, I was to expand on Aziz's question about the headhunter. Is this company also doing some of these helping with the interviews when you're doing the screening?
Yes, they are. Some of them need to be pre-screened because the information that we get may not be fully comprehensive and we're not sure. So we would ask the company to go and have a chat with the person first, do a quick announcement. But we don't allow them to filter. We look at all the candidates that apply, but we may ask them to check on some.
Sandra?
Thank you, Ellen. Sandra Hoferichter speaking. I would strongly disagree with what has been said by the past two, three, and including you, Rinalia. I just want to remind ourselves when we were asked as a community what the new CEO should have or what skills are we looking for. There was actually a great need to get somebody who understands the organization ICANN right away. Fadi mentioned he needs 3 years to understand this organization as a multi-stakeholder organization, and this was some of the, besides all things he has done, but this was some of the issues and some of the problems that if he understood, fully understood the organization after 3 years, and he mentioned that publicly, what about the new staff, the new executive staff which came in, are they now on the same page as Fadi is, or are they still trying to understand the organization? So actually, one of the main points was to get somebody who is familiar with this organization in this critical point in time. And if we search for a candidate in the last region in Africa, which might have perfect CEO skills, that's fine. It might not be what we want at the moment. And this community expressed that very clearly, that we want something who understands the organization right away and can take up at this difficult time and moment. Thank you.
Sandra, I'm closing the queue. We have two speakers right now. Rinalia.
Thank you. If you don't mind, can I take the other questions as well?
Oh, sure. We have a gentleman over there. I'm sorry, I don't recognize
him.
Yes, I am from Tunisia, from Information and Communication. and
been established are, let's say, the minimum. I can't imagine that the future director of ICANN will not have these qualities. However, I think that the last couple of years, the most important issue that has been discussed in ICANN is the multi-stakeholder model. And I hope we'll have finished it with the discussion, and the next step will be the implementation of the multi-stakeholder model. And I think that the main condition to be observed when choosing the next person to lead ICANN will be his ability to implement this multi-stakeholder model, his ability to be openness in two words, to be enough open mind open person that will be in a position to implement what has been emergent by all of us during these last years. Thank you.
Thank you, Shun.
Yeah, this is Shun for the record. Just a follow-up on what Sandra was asking. I wanted to confirm, are you in a position to actually give rough percentage of applicants that came from inside, from within? No. Okay. The other thing I wanted to say is that I think in your review, I think it's important that you consider people who have not just multi-stakeholder experience or CEO experience, but experience of the current status we have right now. Because it's obvious that Fadi will come this process, even though I wish that he could, but it's obvious that he wouldn't. So please put that in mind. And then please don't also consider selection based on the percentage of where applicants come from, because it really doesn't, shouldn't be one of the criteria. Thank you.
We are.
Thank you very much. I cannot tell you what the percentage breakdown is in terms of who has applied. Knowledge of ICANN is a factor of consideration. Candidate pool is, we are limited by the candidates that we receive. That's all I can say about that. Point about the current status of ICANN, knowledge of ICANN model, these are all factors in consideration. Challenge of finding the right person with the right balance of skills. For example, we get a person who does not have deep knowledge for ICANN, then the next criteria would be learning skill, because we would have no. So with that, I didn't mean to discourage you in any way. I see some really superb outs. Really, the challenge is trying to find the right person. And not the selection committee that makes the decision. It is actually the full board. And it will be a tough discussion, because you need all of them to agree on one. So I will see you later today at the at-large cocktail. Thank you.
Thank you, Rinalia. We have a 15-minute coffee break. We will start on time in 15 minutes. Please do whatever you choose to, but we will be back in 15 minutes. Ariel is looking at me as if I'm wrong. Oh, sorry, I've been told the coffee break was canceled. Is that what you're saying?
No, I said this yesterday. The coffee break is officially 10 to 10:30, but Sébastien has kindly shared the information that there is still coffee if you run downstairs to the ground floor. So just take the lift.
I was just going to... Well, I mean... I'm from Switzerland. I couldn't bring cheese, so... And trying to make the point, right? You've been there. So, this, like, the supermarket brand cheese there, chocolate there, is, like, as good as the gourmet stuff in the States.
Dedicated to chocolate. This is like a
huge line. And this is 1.5 francs.
I know. Tell me about it.
So what I thought I was going to do is just open up one bar at the end and let people break and sit down. And say, besides, we need that energy boost now going into the... Oh, all the more reason.
It's good, huh?
About once a month, and so it's all over the place. Within a month of me getting there, they send me to a camp in northern Uganda.
It's so different from the ICANN world, let me tell you.
In ICANN.
And so,
why didn't you
being used to, shared